This is 91.1 WEDM, and you are listening to Inside the Huddle.
Welcome to this week's installment of Inside the Huddle. I'm Colin Echols, and beside me is
Ty.
And this week we have a very special guest in the studio with us. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Joseph, I'm a sophomore at Warren Central, and I play number two singles for the tennis team.
Okay, Joseph, so it's good to have you in the studio with us this week. It's a little bit of a changeup for us. We haven't had an interview yet, so go ahead and tell us kind of what the team is looking like so far this year. I know you guys are only a couple matches in, but just what are your overall thoughts from the couple of matches that you guys have already had?
The matches have been pretty good. We've lost. I'm pretty sure we have a even record right now. Our doubles teams are looking pretty good. Our singles are pretty strong. And, yeah, our goal is to win sectionals this year.
That is a very good goal. Most teams would definitely agree with that. They do want to win sectionals. Everyone wants to win sectionals every year. Yeah, I mean, that's really good. You guys have started off very strong. Todd, do you have anything you want to input on that?
Yeah, so what are your predictions for this season?
My predictions for this season are that we're going to have a winning record this season. Our coach said that we have a very strong chance at winning sectionals.
That's good.
So, like, you got a percentage on that?
Not a percentage exactly.
What do you feel like?
I feel like 70-80%.
Why not 100?
That's a really good. That's well, a really good. That's yeah. still a really good yeah. percentage though.
Like I know, but if you're about to go into sectionals, you want to think you're about to take it all.
So, okay, go ahead and tell us, give us kind of a background on tennis. You know, what's the practice, you know, what do those entail? How long do you guys practice? When do you guys practice, that kind of stuff?
We practice every day after school from 3 to 5:30, around 6 that time. We normally have Saturday practices. We don't if there's games on Fridays, but during our practices, sometimes we just go to the weight room, the pool, and we'll go out to the courts, we'll warm up, we'll stretch. He'll run through drills with us on hitting the ball, working on our serves, working on moving our feet and everything.
Okay, so of those drills that you kind of just named, what do you think is most important of all those drills? I mean, is there a certain one, or are they all kind of evenly important as the other one?
I'd say the most important drills that we do are working on feet work, because if you don't have your feet set when you're going to hit the ball, it's not going to be a good shot.
Okay, that's a very good point. You definitely want to have good shots every time, because that's definitely how you rack up points, and that's definitely how you win matches.
So, what do you think the most important part of tennis is, especially for you guys going into this season?
I think the most important part about tennis is when you go out on the court, you have to realize that it's really not about winning; it's more about having fun out on the court.
So, you think, does all your teammates go in with that mindset, or are you guys still trying to get that down, like try to have more fun instead of being upset over a loss?
We're working on it.
Okay, so what's your schedule like for tennis? I mean, is it kind of like you have a game like football that's, you know, every Friday night, or can you have multiple matches a week?
Be more flexible.
Normally, we have multiple matches a week. Like this week, we have matches every single day.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Normally, we'll have like 2 matches a week, if there's any.
Okay. So there are weeks where you have more matches than others. There's weeks where you're a whole lot more busy than others.
So you, for this sport, you really have to have a flexible, like, time management. You got to be real flexible with it.
Yeah, and sometimes matches can go, like, for an hour. Sometimes they can go for 5 hours.
What times do games normally start?
Games normally start around 4:35.
So you guys start earlier just to guarantee that you're going to have enough time to actually get everything in and get everything?
Yeah.
Okay, that makes a whole lot of sense.
So who are you looking for, like, forward into competition? Like, who do you think is going to be the strongest rival that you guys have faced for this season?
Probably Ben Davis or Pike. We already played Pike earlier this year.
Was it a win or a loss?
We lost. We actually had 2 people missing that game.
Okay.
That were on varsity.
Okay. So Joseph, we've kind of asked you some questions just based on the entire season, predictions, stuff like that. And I should have asked this question earlier, but go ahead and explain how the overall game of tennis works for those listeners at home that really don't know how tennis works. I mean, me personally, I've watched a few tennis matches, but I really have not no clue what's going on, but I have a...
I have no clue.
So Ty has no clue.
Like, I have no clue.
Ty has no clue what's going on, but I have a very lacking knowledge, let's put it that way, of how tennis works. So go ahead and explain how that works, how everything kind of works.
So with the game scores, you play best 2 out of 3 sets. A set is first to 6 games. If both players reach 6, you play a tiebreaker for the last game. And for the in-game scoring, it's you start at love all, then 15, 30, 40. If both people get to 40, that's called a deuce. And then whoever wins the deuce, they have the advantage of the point. And then if they win, they win that game. But if they lose that point, it goes back to deuce. And then it just keeps going until one person wins 2 points in a row.
Okay, I got you. So it's a very not complicated game, but there's a lot of rules that definitely go into tennis.
Mm-hmm.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but love means zero, right?
Yes.
Okay. So there you go, listeners at home that really don't, you know, understand tennis. That's kind of a very mild insight on what tennis is really about.
I'm still lost. Like, I just know you hit the ball, you score over, you score like, what, you got hit, what, it has to hit the ground like 5 times?
No. You can win on a serve.
Just one serve?
Yeah.
Like, win the whole game?
No, not the whole game.
No, that's what I was talking
about. You can win the point, but you have to get 4 in a row to win the game.
Okay, I got you. So,
how are the matches set up? Like,
yeah, that's a good question. How are the matches set up?
Like, where is everything at?
No, kind of, I think, go ahead and explain like, what you're trying to say.
When Ty, you was talking about, like, 2 people on the court and one, like, how do you guys figure out who's best to be by themselves and who's best to have, like, team, a partner?
We do that in practice. We do challenge matches. People challenge for different spots, and there's people that challenge to play either doubles 1 or doubles 2, and then there's all the people that challenge to play singles.
Okay. So there's definitely, is there definitely a lot of competition then going into really who's going to play what spot?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that like a, when those practices happen, I mean, I don't know, obviously I don't know how often they happen, but when they do happen, do they get very intense, a lot of competition happening?
Yeah, a lot of competition. It's kind of like a real match where we just get into our heads and we start losing.
Okay. So
like, team chemistry, like, what would you say about, do all of you guys get along? Is it like just the one times where somebody will get mad, you know, there'll be a little fight and you guys will be cool after it? Or is it like there's just actual people on the team that just don't like each other, they just tolerate each other?
No, we're all good friends. We know each other from middle school and stuff because we all play with each other in middle school.
Okay, so that's also a really good point too. Definitely, I know I play baseball, so definitely in baseball, there's got to be a lot of team chemistry. There's got to be a lot of, it's got to be like a family. So you guys are definitely, you guys have to be like that.
I'd say more so for the doubles team since they have to work with their partner. And for singles, like if you see another singles player getting down, you got to like tell them to keep on going for it. Like tell them, get the next point.
Right. So you guys, definitely what I'm getting from your words is there's a very positive atmosphere going around in the tennis, not community, but on the tennis team.
Yeah.
So, okay, Ty, do you have anything else for him?
Yeah, because I was talking about the doubles, like, when you guys are picking which 2 people team up to play in a match, do you guys pick based off of their chemistry, or, like, do they choose who they want? Does the coach choose? Is it, how does it work?
The coach chooses who goes together based off how he thinks they will work together. So if he thinks that they're going to work very well together, he will put them as a doubles team.
Like, does he look at you guys during practice and see, like, oh, those 2 get along. If they play doubles, I would put them out there? Or is it more of, like, I'm going to put the best 2 people that do doubles out there that I think will work well together because they both know what they're doing?
Actually, right now, he's kind of moving around people in the doubles team, still trying to figure out who works best together with who so that we can really pinpoint on the doubles teams.
So you guys are definitely trying to be the best you can be. That's very obvious. You guys, I have seen some of your practices. You guys definitely are going all out the entire time. I have one last question, and that is, do you guys have a lot of seniors that are leaving? You know, is there any concern with that?
And like, how will it affect you? Like, yeah, how do you think it will affect the team going on to next season?
Because the seniors,
you're a sophomore, right?
Yeah, I'm a sophomore.
So, like, the juniors, do you think the juniors will be a good representation of the senior class going into next year?
Because the seniors are definitely the leaders of the team, for sure. Mm-hmm. I feel like in most cases.
Yeah. We have one senior on the team. When he leaves, it's going to be tough because he really keeps us going. And for the juniors that are going to be seniors next year, they really help us work on the team. They help us get through practice. They help motivate us when we're in matches.
Okay, good. So you guys definitely have a strong line of leaders coming up for next year. And I know personally, I am friends with a few of you guys that are sophomores. So I know there's a few good leaders coming up there too. So you guys, I'm assuming, will be pretty good for the next couple years leadership-wise. So again, I'm Colin Echols. Ty was with me this week. Special guest Joseph. Joseph, thank you for coming and doing an interview with us today. Mm-hmm. Thank you for giving up your class time. Listeners, thank you for listening. This is Inside the Huddle, and make sure you tune in next week here on 91.1 WEDM.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's edition of Inside the Huddle. Be sure to tune in next week for more of the same on WEDMFM.com.